From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama is in Greece Tuesday. He's bringing to Europe much-sought assurances about the U.S. commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. Athens is the first stop on President Obama's last foreign trip as president. He spoke to reporters in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
In order to make reforms sustainable, the Greek economy needs the space to return to growth and start creating jobs again. We cannot simply look to austerity as a strategy, and it is incredibly important that the Greek people see improvements in their daily lives.
Meanwhile, President Obama praised the Greek government for showing extraordinary compassion to hundreds of thousands of migrants, many of them fleeing war and what has become an enormous challenge for the entire European Union. President Obama said, "I want to thank the Greek people for their humanitarian response." You can read more details on the president's trip at voanews.com. The Russian defense minister said Tuesday that jets from the Admiral Kuznetsov aircraft carrier deployed in the eastern Mediterranean had launched their first strikes on Syria. The defense minister made the announcement at a meeting with President Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea city of Sochi, according to televised footage. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. It's one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to an official. Warships from the U.S., Canada, and Australia have been drafted to earthquake relief in New Zealand after a 7.8 tremor devastated parts of the island. This is VOA News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon voiced hope Tuesday that Donald Trump will vary his stance, denying climate change as world leaders gathered in Morocco to keep a rescue plan on track. A week after the election to the White House, of Trump, who has called global warming a hoax and has threatened to cancel the global pact, Ban said, "I'm sure he will make a good, wise decision." He has spoken to the president-elect, and the UN Secretary General said he was optimistic that the business mogul will hear and understand the seriousness and urgency of addressing climate change.
"I believe that he understands that there are market forces already at work on this issue, and that we need to harness these forces for good of the planet and all the species in this planet. And I've been saying that, as I said earlier, once seemed to be unthinkable, has now become unstoppable."
Bond was addressing journalists in Marrakesh, where about 60 heads of state and government are scheduled to address a 22nd Conference of Parties, or COP22, of the UN's Climate Convention. Russia's security service said Tuesday that it had detained five suspects with ties to the Islamic State jihadist group. The FSB security service said in a statement that the group were plotting to carry out attacks in Moscow and the Caucasus region of Ingushetia. A Hong Kong court Tuesday ruled to disqualify two pro-independence lawmakers from parliament. It comes a week after Beijing said it would not allow the pair to be sworn into office. Bajiao Liang and Ya Wa-ching deliberately misread their oaths of office, inserted expletives, and draped themselves with "Hong Kong is not China" flags. NATO head Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday that he was sure Donald Trump would live up to all U.S. commitments to the alliance, just days after urging the president-elect not to go it alone. Stoltenberg arrived for talks in Brussels with EU defense ministers. He said he was certain that the president, who will live up to all the commitments of the United States in the alliance. Cuba has pardoned 787 prisoners in response to Pope Francis's call for world leaders to show mercy to inmates, according to authorities Tuesday. Pope Francis has declared the Jubilee year last December a special time of remission of sins and universal pardon. The Tokyo Olympic organizer said Tuesday that the bid cost of constructing a new gymnastics arena is more than double for the original estimate. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.